Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Stu does America. The state of the race.
Welcome to the State of the Race, where we give you the latest in election news and perspective. It is February 2nd, 2024. We are 277 days away from the general election, 32 days until Super Tuesday, and 22 days until the South Carolina primary. Coming up on today's episode, the latest poll from South Carolina, the economy looks to be a big, big problem for Joe Biden, and another edition of Two Different Worlds as we look at the latest general election polls. First, let's start out with our key metric. And today we're going to look at a strange quirk in the election prediction markets. To give you a sense as to where we are in the general election, the Real Clear Politics average sets the numbers at Trump with 46.6% of the vote, and Joe Biden at 44.8% of the vote, a 1.8% lead for Donald Trump. This is a little lower than it's been recently, largely because of one sort of outlier poll. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But the reason why I want to bring that up is polling is showing this thing basically even, maybe a lean toward Donald Trump right now. And the prediction markets have some strange views on this. You might not be surprised to hear that Donald Trump is the favorite in the prediction markets right now. Polymarket is showing Donald Trump at 52% to win the presidency and Joe Biden at 37%. Now, you'll notice that doesn't add up to 100. There are still a bunch of outlier possibilities. You know, will RFK Jr. somehow get it? Will Joe Biden step down and Kamala or Michelle Obama? Who knows what's going to happen there? Right. We know there's a bunch of outliers, but 52 to 37. So a significant lead for Donald Trump. People believe at this point Trump is going to win the general election. But when you look at the presidential popular vote winner for 2024, people overwhelmingly believe Joe Biden will win the popular vote. Now, of course, we've seen this a couple of times. Obviously, in 2000, this occurred. It also happened with Donald Trump in 2016. But still, it's not the norm for presidential elections generally. In the polymarket, in the market for popular vote, Joe Biden is at 60% and Donald Trump is way back at 28%. So the markets at least believe Trump is winning the election, Biden's winning the popular vote, and we'll get to hear liberal whining for another 4 years. Now let's do our candidate updates. And Donald Trump has a lead in a lot of these polls, as we've been discussing. A new Bloomberg Morning Consult Wisconsin poll, a key state, was released this week, and it showed that 94% of registered voters said the economy will be a very or somewhat important factor in their decision for president. And that's not a surprise, right? The economy is almost always the top testing issue. Right now, the border is pushing up against that and passing it in some polls. But generally speaking, it's the economy, stupid, is a long-standing rule for politics. Well, what do people believe as far as the economy? Who do they think would handle this better? Donald Trump. Trump has 52% of registered voters in Wisconsin saying they would trust him more on the economy. Only 32% said Joe Biden. 15% said neither. Over to Nikki Haley. There's a new poll out from South Carolina, and this shows that Trump is at 58% support among potential Republican primary voters in South Carolina. Nikki Haley at 32%. Now, it says something about this race that that's actually not a bad poll for Nikki Haley. She's been back by more than 30 points in most of the polling. However, here she's down by 26% in her home state. If that looks good for you, you're in serious trouble as a candidate. And that's kind of where Nikki Haley is right now. She had said herself her goal was to improve on her New Hampshire performance. There she lost by 11. It will be a miracle for her if she's able to get within 11 in this race. However, she still has about 3 weeks left to do that. And a new story from Politico is out reporting behind-the-scenes talk about what President Biden is really saying about Trump behind closed doors. Most of it I can't actually tell you, or at least I'd have to bleep it if I said it. But the president is describing the former president to longtime friends and close aides as a sick F who delights in others' misfortunes, according to three people who have heard the president use the profane description. According to one of the people who has spoken with the president, Biden recently said of Trump, "What an effing a-hole this guy is." Classy. And now let's go over to today's focus. And today we have another edition of Two Different Worlds. Yes, we often have this with polling where two different pollsters have completely different visions as to what is going on right now in this race. Which world do you think is real? Let's start off with a world described by the Morning Consult Bloomberg News poll, which looked at a bunch of different swing states. These are the states that will make the difference in this election. If it's going to be close, these are the states that are going to make the difference to see who is the next president of the United States.
Kaffee in seiner besten Form mit der neuen Cubo One Kapselmaschine von Tchibo. In jeder Cubo-Kapsel steckt Spitzenkaffee aus besonderen Anbaugebieten. Für Espresso, Kaffeekrämer oder Kaffee Grande auf Knopfdruck. Die neue Cubo One überzeugt mit Premium-Design, kompakter Größe und kleinem Einstiegspreis ab 29 Euro. Dank innovativer Press-Brew-Technologie wird jede Tasse besonders aromatisch mit samtiger Crema. Entdecke jetzt die Cubo-Kapselmaschinen in deiner Tchibo-Filiale und auf tchibo.de.
And we start with Wisconsin, where Trump leads 49-44, a five-point lead. In Michigan, another five-point lead, Trump 47, Biden 42. In Pennsylvania, it's a three-point lead, Trump 48, Biden 45. North Carolina is heavily toward Donald Trump by 10, Trump 49, Biden 39. Arizona has Trump 47, Biden 44. Georgia, a big lead for Donald Trump, 49-41, an eight-point margin. And Nevada, which is a state that, while being very purple recently, still seems to lean a little bit blue. Yet in this poll, Donald Trump 48, Joe Biden 40. If this does occur, not only will Donald Trump win, but he will win handily in the 2024 election and will be the next president of the United States. If you go over to the other world, however, we have a Quinnipiac world. Quinnipiac is a pollster that has been more favorable for Democrats recently, and there's no exception here. As signs point to the 2024 presidential election being a repeat of the 2020 race between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, Biden holds a lead over Trump, 50-44% among registered voters in a hypothetical general election matchup, according to a Quinnipiac University national poll of registered voters released yesterday. Now, in the poll, some strange things appear. Number one, Joe Biden is getting more support among Democrats than Donald Trump is among Republicans. That has not been the case in most polling. 96-2 support among Democrats for Biden, 91-7 support for Republicans among Trump. Joe Biden wins independents 52-40. Now, when you expand the field and add the third party candidates and the fourth party candidates and the fifth party candidates, you get 39% support for Biden, 37% for Trump, and then 14% for RFK Jr. Cornel West gets 3%. Jill Stein for the Green Party gets 2%. The reason why that's interesting is it is pretty consistent in the polling now that RFK Jr. does seem to be pulling a little bit more from Joe Biden than Donald Trump. And that's something we're going to be watching closely here in the coming months. But the reason why this is such a quirky poll, I mean, Joe Biden leading by six in a general election number is the best result he's had in a long time, really, in any poll. Yet when you look at the underlying issues and how he's handling them in the same poll with these same people, he's overwhelmingly unpopular. His most popular issue is Russia's invasion of Ukraine and how he's handled that. And we know that's controversial. That's 47% approve to 46% disapprove. But the economy, he's underwater by 13 points. 42% approve, 55% disapprove. On foreign policy, he's underwater by 20 points. 37% approve, 57% disapprove. How about the war in Israel? That's a underwater by 22 issue for Joe Biden. 34% approve, 56% disapprove. And the situation at the Mexican border, I mean, he's so deep underwater, he can't even see the surface anymore. Only 28% approve and 63% disapprove. You can see why he's focusing on the border and trying to do something there, because this is a complete catastrophe, much like our border, I might point out. This has been State of the Race. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back with more next week here on the Stu Does America feed. Make sure to take a minute and tell your friends about this. Let them know that if they subscribe to this feed, not only do they get the fabulous Stu Does America program, but also State of the Race that is happening a couple of times a week right now. And as we get closer to the election, we'll start picking up with more and more episodes. We do appreciate you sharing and spreading the word and reviewing the show, if you will. 5 stars is the appropriate number of stars. Thanks for tuning in.